WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House makes a new threat if there's a government shutdown next week. CBS's Torian Small.
Firings is essentially what's expected here instead of what's been traditionally known as furloughs, where people would be laid off temporarily but then able to return after.
The government revised its growth estimate for the spring up at a 3.8% annual rate instead of the first estimate at 3.3. PNC economist Gus Fauché.
We do expect to see slower GDP growth in the second half of 2025. As businesses pass more of their higher tariff costs on along to consumers.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas speaks to the UN General Assembly over a video link since the U.S. revoked his visa. Heard through translation.
We declare that we are ready to work with U.S. President Donald Trump, the United Nations, and all partners to implement the peace plan that was approved.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. The end of September means it's time for the 52nd Cranberry Festival in Warrens. The Cranfest kicks off tomorrow and runs through the weekend, rain or shine. Grant Holly is executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, an industry org that turns 138 this year. Holly tells Civic Media the festival happens just ahead of the traditional time for cranberry harvest, but hybrids have loosened when the harvest can happen.
So we have these hybrids now, and we have hybrids that will start producing their berries that are ready to be harvested right around the second week of September. And then we have hybrids that will delay so that we can go almost all the way to hunting season.
This year's harvest is still different.
We are moving a little bit faster this year than we have before. This warm weather during harvest is kind of unheard of. And we're learning how to deal with it. But one of the pieces that it has done is we have growers that are out there for 14, 16 hours a day. Bringing in their berries because we need to bring them in now.
The Cranberry Festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. And Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher is putting the spotlight on our aging roads. He and community leaders say roads need a more sustainable funding solution. They argue that while the budget has some gains for roads, its structure pits funding against each other and favors temporary fixes over solutions. It's part of the Revitalize campaign led by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the Transportation Development Association. They're headed to other communities for the same campaign. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at WIRI.FM and WFHR.com.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers have a bye week. Up next, they'll face number 19th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause, and there's no hard feelings there, at least for me, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too. High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, then we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. On Friday, we'll have former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on to talk about the effort to get trumped up charges against former FBI Director Jim Comey.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Thursday to you. Donald Trump shut down extortion. He's taking hostages now. Did you see this? I'll get into it in just a minute. He's taking hostages. He's also going after James Comey. This is the height of authoritarian revenge politics. And the bitter irony of Donald Trump going after James Comey is impossible to miss. I'll share that with you in a few minutes. Also, never seen it so bad. The DOGE cuts to Social Security workers are causing long waits, canceled appointments, people not getting their checks. And the workers at Social Security are saying that they are so stressed, some of them are taking medication. Honest to God, I'll tell you all about that also. And wow, Jimmy Kimmel tripled his audience on comeback night. I'd say that's called a Trump backfire. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Phil Itner, live from Kyiv, Ukraine, is going to drop by with an update. Does anyone believe Trump's turnaround on Putin? Well, he's sitting in the White House right now with the dictator of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan. And he said they were speaking of the conflict in Ukraine. And he said, Erdogan wants to be neutral. I'd like to be neutral, too. So there you go. Whoever he talks to last, that's what he's thinking. Also, America is looking like one of Trump's businesses. Billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, have just become virtually untraceable. We have no idea where they've gone. And their good news alert, Adelita Grijalva's win. I knew her father, good guy, Raul Grijalva. He passed away, I think, last year at 77 years old. There's the Block the Bombs Act, excuse me. And some significant climate leadership in California. I'll share those stories with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Republican officials plan to force schools to create Turning Point USA chapters. Just a reminder, this is Turning Point USA, whose leader, Charlie Kirk, said gun deaths were worth it to protect the Second Amendment. Referred to the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as a huge mistake and trashed Martin Luther King. And also in the third hour, is Bob Kennedy fixing to outlaw abortion pills? Sure looks like it. So, all you know, that's our show today. To start out, my daily take from Hartman Report is titled Trump's Shutdown Extortion, Lies, Bribes, and a War on Democracy. You know, basically, my argument here is if his lips are moving, he's either lying, trying to solicit a bribe, slandering Democrats, or today taking hostages. Most recently, he started lying about what the congressional Democrats want in exchange for funding the government after October 1st. And now just this morning, they announced that federal employees will be fired rather than temporarily furloughed, as normally happens during a government shutdown, which is, you know, significantly raising the stakes. I'll get to that in just a moment. You know, just looking at Donald Trump, I mean, we watched him stand in front of the United Nations and lie through his teeth on behalf of the fossil fuel industry. You'll recall back in April of 2024, he told a private group of fossil fuel billionaires and executives that if they would give him $1 billion, he'd do whatever they want. So far, according to at least one of these watchdog organizations, OpenSecrets.org, they have donated over $140 million to his campaign and other efforts that might end up in Donald's personal pockets. And that could just be the tip of the iceberg. We have no idea how much dark money has gone to Donald Trump. But he's, you know, he's standing in front of the entire world and saying that climate change is a hoax. And we all know, of course, that's just a vicious, horrible lie designed to increase the profits of a small number of psychopathic executives, or sociopathic anyway. So, you know, an embarrassed America had to watch as the President of the United States repeatedly lied in exchange for $140 million. And then the Emiratis gave him $2 billion, him and Steve Witkoff, his family and Steve Witkoff's family, their sons are running this business. The UAE gave them $2 billion. In exchange for that, Donald Trump gave them a half a million top secret, high level, high quality, but not top secret, top security computer chips, these AI computer chips, which had been blocked out of national security concerns. So for $2 billion, Donald Trump sold out our national security. Generally, that's called a bribe. But without an FBI investigation, we can't really call it that. At the very least, we can call it a conflict of interest. You may recall that the U.S. Constitution includes bribery as the treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors as the things that a president can be impeached for. And now, on the verge of this government shutdown, Trump has rolled out one of the most audacious lies. He says, those Democrats are threatening to shut down the government unless we can have $1 trillion in new spending to continue free health care for illegal aliens, force taxpayers to fund transgender surgery for minors, have dead people on the Medicaid rolls, allow illegal alien criminals to steal billions of dollars in American taxpayer benefits, try to force our country to again open our borders to criminals of the world, allow men to play in women's sports, essentially create transgender operations for everybody. Every single thing on that list, with the possible exception of free health care for illegal aliens, because there are some states that have decided that, hey, having somebody walking around with an active case of tuberculosis, even if they're not here legally, is probably not a good idea. So maybe we should just open treatment to everybody. I remember when I was in Australia, this was in 2001. In fact, it was the week before 9/11. I got real sick. I got Giardia from the Lockhart River. And I just walked into a clinic. They didn't charge me anything. I mean, it was covered by their national healthcare system, apparently. Gave me the medication and knocked out the parasite that had attacked my guts. But, you know, they understand, you know, you don't want sick people in your society. They're a danger to others. So, that, you know, with the exception of that, and by the way, that's only happening in a handful of blue states. I believe it's Illinois, New York, and California. Pretty much all the rest of the blue states, if you're not, legal here, you can't get any health care at all. And, of course, in all the red states, that's the case. But other than that, the entire list is lies. And, you know, right now, the only solid demand that the Democrats have made and are making, I mean, they're very clear about it. They want the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act to continue. And this morning, Steve Rattner was on Joe Scarborough's program on MSNBC, and he pointed out how somebody earning $40,000 a year will see their annual health care bill, or maybe it was $70,000, but anyhow, it was in that kind of middle range, will see their health care bill go from in the neighborhood of $10,000 or $12,000 a year up. Actually, I shouldn't be quoting numbers from memory here. We will see people in the middle income areas will see their health care bills, if they're on the Affordable Care exchanges, explode. Now, from my point of view, what this tells us is that what Obama should have done is what he had originally campaigned on, which was the public option, which is, you know, basically everybody has health care in the United States, and it's at no cost. If we did that and we consolidated all these programs, We could cut our healthcare expenses in half. That's what Canada did. That's what Europe did. We could cut our healthcare expenses in half, and we could cover everybody. But no, 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 no. You know, we've got to keep all these billionaires and their big insurance companies on the dole. So, you know, anyhow, here we are. So what are we going to do, you know, with this hostage taking? I think that every Democrat in the Senate, I think Joe Walsh nailed it yesterday on this program. You know, former Republican congressman, he said every Republican in the Senate should just leave and they should go back to their states and they should start holding town halls, you know, or go to states where there's, you know, entirely represented by Republicans and hold town halls, you know, like Democratic members of the House are doing, going into Republican districts and hold town halls and just expose what's going on. Now, that would require a level of leadership from Chuck Schumer and, you know, the head of the DNC that I doubt exists. But, you know, that I think that's and the other thing that they could do if they're going to stay in Washington, D.C., is hold mock hearings on the UAE chip bribery thing and the Epstein files, the $2 billion that went into Trump's family pockets and the Epstein files. So bottom line, Democrats should never given to hostage taking, in my opinion. I realize that, you know, the jobs and lives and livelihoods of probably hundreds of thousands of federal workers are on the line, and that Trump will use this as an excuse to gut the Environmental Protection Agency and the Interior Department and our national parks and probably further gut the Social Security Administration. But, you know, he will pay a price for that if he doesn't, I believe. What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stick around.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is TURF, T-U-R-F, TURF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by four of five lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a Real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withhold federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the Withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, our Constitution is very clear. Governments must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This isn't about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
Rains on the Capitol, storm clouds in the sky. Selling out the people with another crooked lie. A bribe in the shadows, a deal in the dark. The nation's on the line while they're lighting the spark. It's a shutdown scam, a pay-to-play plan. Lies on repeat from a desperate man while the people get slammed. Welcome America to the shutdown scam. They cry about borders, they shout about blame, but it's all smoke and mirrors in a billionaire's game. Healthcare's a ransom, truth's under attack. Democracy's bleeding while they're watching their stacks. It's a shutdown scam, a pay-to-play plan. Lies on repeat from a desperate man while the rich get richer, the people get slammed. Welcome America to the shutdown scam. It's the shutdown scam. We all understand corruption and chaos across the land, but the truth keeps rising. We're taking a stand to end the shutdown scam.
24 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's new attorney, his new prosecutor, Lindsey Halligan. This is for the Eastern District of Virginia. Looks like she's going to roll out an indictment of James Comey today or later this week. Donald Trump just said Comey is a bad person. You're right. He, you know, Comey was the guy. Here's the irony. If it wasn't for James Comey, Donald Trump would not be in the White House. James Comey, a couple of weeks before the 2016 election, Comey came out and announced, and you know, at the time was, working for Obama. It came out and announced that he was opening an investigation, reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. And she instantly lost 3 points in the popularity polls, which is greater than the margin by which Trump won. Without Comey, Trump never would have been in the White House and thus would not be in there again. But he's going to go after him. But Lindsey Halligan is this insurance lawyer that worked for Trump and who has never prosecuted a case. She's never been a prosecutor. Her predecessor, Eric Siebert, said, no, I can't do this. And apparently the lawyers who work for her just prepared a document saying that you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't go after him. There's no evidence here. But, hey, in a dictatorship, what's the old saying? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. It's just like that's what they do. That's how they do it. This is how it happens. So, you know, I frankly expect more of these phony prosecutions. And on the one hand, and corrupt deals on the other. I mean, you know, look at Eric Adams in New York City. They had a clear case of bribe taking on his part. Clear case. I mean, they had put the evidence out. And Trump said, well, hey, if you become my guy, if you lick my boots, then I'll set aside these charges. Just, you know, keep being nice to me and keep doing what I want. And Eric Adams says, yeah, sir, yes, sir, I'll do that, sir. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of America. Donald Trump is turning us into a third world banana republic. It's nuts. Social Security and Jimmy Kimmel right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. The Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker, so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too. High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, then we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is TURF, T-U-R-F, TURF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There was a time we had a deal. You work hard, the country feels.
Past the hour. New report from the New York Times is outlining the damage that's been done to the Social Security Administration by Elon Musk gutting that agency's staffing. Offices are woefully understaffed. Calls are going unanswered. The remaining employees are barely hanging on. One employee said, in my 24 years, I've never seen it so bad to the point that a lot of us are medicated. This is because you'll recall Musk said there was widespread fraud in the Social Security. Yeah, right. The agency has already lost 1,230 field office workers since March. Then in July, an additional 1,000 were diverted to work the phone lines. People needing Social Security cards are facing waits up to 6 weeks just for an appointment. And those who have questions about their payments are being left on hold for hours, days, whatever. And Jimmy Kimmel, the numbers are in now. The night before last, his return to network television, with the exception of the stations owned by Nexstar and Sinclair, which are both in the middle of merger talks. And so they desperately need Brendan Carr's permission to engage in these mergers that violate the law, essentially. The law says no group of television stations can reach more than, I believe it's 29% of America. And they want to exceed that. And so they need a waiver from the FCC. And Brendan Carr is like, yeah, right. Get rid of Jimmy Kimmel and we can talk. Just like, you know, get rid of Stephen Colbert and CBS can, you know, or Paramount can have their merger, which they did. And Sherry Redstone's very happy about that. But anyhow, he had three times the number of viewers of a typical episode. Amazing. 16 million views on YouTube in just 24 hours. And Donald Trump is saying, well, he has bad ratings. Right. So what's on your mind today? Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Did you hear the report this morning that the adjustment of second quarter economic growth was adjusted? This is what astounds me. I'd love to hear what Larry from Los Angeles thinks about this, but it was adjusted upward from 3.3% to 3.8%. This is what the AP said.
This is from the BLS?
Which the government says. That's what the AP, I've been paying attention as it comes up.
Right.
So it doesn't say the BLS, it just does. The government says, because when I first heard
it, this could be Carolyn Leavitt.
I was like, huh?
This could be Carolyn Leavitt.
I don't know who says it, but number one, I don't remember second quarter being 3.3%, because I would have keyed in on that, because we haven't had 3.3% growth in a quarter since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So to say 3.8% now is astonishing, because it also said that this was based on consumer spending. But wait, over the past 4 months, the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index has been the lowest probably in 60. It's been below 60 at 57.
Okay,
economy.
I just tracked it down, Paul. It's from the Commerce Department. They had previously estimated second quarter growth at 3.3%. They've adjusted that number up. So back to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling BS because of the other things that have been. For instance, the Consumer Confidence Index from the University of Michigan has been very low. Mm-hmm. 57, it has been. Healthy economy has it up in the high 70s to low 80s. Okay, the other thing is, we had the jobs numbers from, and this is April, May, and June. This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, May had a jobs report of 19,000 jobs created. June was 14,000. July was 73,000, which got the BLS, had a BLS fired. And then August, 22,000. So the economy does not reflect all of this robust consumer spending.
Right.
And, of course, when you have an administration that does nothing but lie and fires people who deliver bad news, how can you possibly believe what they say is good news.
Right.
And like I said, we haven't had 3.8% in 10 years.
Right. And on top of that, this administration has been raising taxes, raising tariffs, which reduce economic activity. They've been firing federal workers, which, employed people generate economic activity. I mean, I don't get it. I see no evidence that our economy is growing. It looks to me like it's shrinking. I think we're on the edge of a recession. But apparently they're going to lie right through it.
Right. Well, because that's what I was getting to is, remember, the third quarter data will be out in about 4 weeks from now, mid-October.
Maybe.
And do you think it's going to be below 3.8%?
Yeah.
No. This is going to be pushing over 4%, 4.2, 4.3, because it's Donald Trump's economy, and he never goes down. So we're going to be lied. What did Judge Judy used to say? Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know,
yeah,
it's
like, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what we're
well said, Paul. Paul, thank you very much. Thanks for pointing that out. Tanya in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Tanya, what's up?
Hi. I gave $10. I don't have a job, Tom, but I got to keep you on for your speech. And it's a match day. So my little poultry $10 became $20, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, thank you, Tanya.
What I'm worried about is how they're doing it in our faces. Tom Hoback, well, that's definitely, took $50,000 in cash, and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, and he hasn't denied it, by the way. He said, it was a sting or something like that, but he hasn't denied that he took that money. It's just astonishing, Tanya.
It is, and then not only that, I'm looking at Hakeem Jeffries, I'm looking at Chuck Schumer, and they look so weak. And that's what people are not liking. That's why people are loving Gavin Newsom right now.
Yeah.
They're looking so weak. But, Tom, how do we heal this country? It's not going to be with Charlie Kirk. You do see that, Charlie. They're not trying to heal us. They're trying to divide us even more. Yeah. Divided we stand. Together we stand, divided we fall. They're trying to divide us. But why don't they like America? What's going on? America used to love Americans.
Even during
slavery, we were still Americans.
Yeah, they like America. They just don't like a lot of Americans. You know, about 20% of us who are black or brown or queer, or Muslim or Jewish. The Republicans just, by and large, don't like those people. And
why don't they stay at home and not vote? See, that's what the problem is. You be a part of it. That's why they're doing this to you.
No,
you
had, I get it. I get it.
I'm so sorry. I'm very passionate, Tom. I'm upset because they're doing it in our faces.
Yep. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Tom?
Well, I find a march anywhere, I'm in Ohio, but I went to the march in D.C. I went to the march in Chicago. I went to the march in Detroit. I'll get on the Greyhound because the Greyhound is cheap.
Yeah.
I'll beg money from my family and ask them for it because the tickets are like $36, $37. And I will get on there and I will go put a sign up anywhere I can.
Good on you. Tanya, I've got to move along, but thanks for the call. I share your outrage. Thank you so much. Aaron in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. As a millennial, I'm very concerned about the economic prospects for young people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure you're aware, more and more wealth continues to become concentrated in the hands of a few people. And on the issue of housing, in recent years, the market has become increasingly concentrated with private equity and corporate landlords essentially functioning as cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And so this brings me to my question. What do you think about potential efficacy of a Wagner Act for tenants, with the idea being that there'd be a federally backed right to have tenant unions in your apartment complex or your rental unit?
That's
which could then scale up and engage in sectoral bargaining to provide a downward pressure on housing costs.
Wow, I like that idea, Aaron. Is this an idea that's unique to you, or did you get this from somebody else?
Yeah, there's I can't remember the name of the professor, but I think he studies public policy at Harvard, mm-hmm. and he proposed a Wagner Act.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Wagner Act is also called the National Labor Relations Act. It was passed in 1935, and it legalized unions, basically.
but not unions of renters, just unions of workers. Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. No, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, because like I think the time for milquetoast demand side assistance vouchers, stuff like that, it's not enough to meet the scope of the problem. This is a power problem.
No, I agree, and it's just a subsidy to these guys anyway. I mean, you know, people like slumlords like Fred Trump and Jared Kushner too. Aaron, thanks for the call. That was fascinating. You put a thought in my brain here. We'll see where it goes. Thank you, Aaron. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, and read that top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. And welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. Campsy in Glenview, Illinois. Hey, Campsy, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling, I'm just trying to find out if you or any of your listeners are aware that a week ago today that Representative Pramila Jayapal held an excellent shadow hearing on the immigration issue. Popped up on my YouTube algorithm. I knew nothing about it, and I was able to listen to it. It was several hours long. It was a full shadow hearing with representatives asking questions. Wow. I didn't know if you were aware of it or not.
I was not aware of it. It got absolutely no coverage, at least that I caught.
Exactly. Exactly. And I actually have been trying to call in since I heard it, because I thought, you know, we always call in and we're, of course, we're discouraged by the terrible nature of the fascism and the dictator taking over our country, and we feel so helpless. Why aren't the Democrats doing anything? Well, our great Representative Jayapal held, it was about 2 or 3 hours long.
That's great.
And they had people that were affected. It may still be on YouTube. You might be able
to find it. I'm sure it is, Campsy. Sean, we've got Pramila Jayapal, Representative Jayapal, booked for an hour, in a week or two? What, do you know the date? Wednesday the 1st? Cool. Okay, well, she'll be with us next Wednesday, next week. So,
oh, that's fantastic. She was wonderful. I mean, it was kind of in a small room. It wasn't as grandiose as some of the rooms that we see some of these hearings in.
Yeah, of course.
But there were family members that were affected. One of the most powerful speakers was a member of the Marines, a woman named Janessa Goldbeck, who talked about and condemned the use of the military personnel for these immigration raids. And she was fantastic. I mean, the whole thing was great. If your viewers can look for it, it was a week ago today, and it was on YouTube. I was able to watch the whole thing. So, yeah, hey, our
That's
Democrats,
marvelous.
She
That's
is
marvelous.
Our progressive
I'll
members.
So. I'll check it out. Campsy, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Bye.
Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So, Tom, wouldn't a grand jury have to indict Comey or Letitia James? And I don't see that actually happening, because as far as I can tell, they followed the book. So what's the point then of having a prosecution of these two people when a grand jury is probably going to strike it down? Do you read it that way, too?
That's my understanding. I'm not a law school graduate. I'm not a lawyer. So there may be some mechanism by which the federal government can render an indictment without a grand jury, but I'm not aware of it. And there have been grand juries that have turned down multiple attempts to indict. There was three different attempts to indict, for example, some anti-ICE protesters that the administration wanted to prosecute. There have been other cases where, you know, grand juries have just said, no way, we're not going to do this. So
I guess we'll see. If there's one person I guess I wouldn't mind Trump arresting, it'd be Merrick Garland for not doing his job.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Mark, thank you. Well said. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Well, I think we have a reason for optimism because if you remember the saying, everybody assumes you're an idiot. So
until you open your mouth,
anything, and if you say anything, then you remove all doubt.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
Well, we're getting to see the Trump administration, not just Trump, by their acting out that they're idiots.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a reason for us to go back to Martin Luther King, as I've mentioned several times to you, that the moral arc is long, but, you know, it bends towards social justice. And
yes,
I think that what I mentioned last week when we talked to the congressman, if we can find a way to indict based on treason, which I think we can do, especially the signs are there. He's now trying to say, oh, well, I
get all that. But
it was against Putin. You know, I never supported Putin before.
No, I got it, Roger. I'm running out of time here, but I agree. And the thing that I would add is that the moral arc of the universe bends as a result of people bending it, and that's got to be our work. Roger, thank you. Kurt in Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, Kurt, what's up?
Well, thank you, Tom. Greetings from the Lake Superior, Gitchigumi.
Thank you.
My question is, I just heard that all the top generals and admirals are being called to the Pentagon by Hegseth for a meeting of some
kind.
That's
correct, yeah.
I'm wondering, is this the beginning of a purge,
that occurred to me too. I have two thoughts about that, and I you know, this is pure speculation on my part. I have no inside information here, but one could be that he just wants to look at all of them and see how many of them are female or brown or black, so that he can target them. The other possibility, which I think is more likely, frankly, is that this administration is planning on starting a war with Venezuela. And he wants to make sure everybody knows all about that. They're going to game that stuff out. Or that the administration has, you know, inside information that Putin is about to massively ramp up what he's doing in Ukraine, or that he's going to penetrate NATO, and that we are or are not, and I think are not is probably more likely, going to participate in that, going to you know, play some role in that, or avoid some role in that. Those are the things that popped into my head, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I would not disagree with your other suggestions too.
Yeah.
But anyways, boy, this has raised a level of concern to me that I'm wondering. Perhaps you could get somebody from the Armed Services Committee to give you a call to talk about this.
Well, that's a good suggestion, Kurt. Thank you very much. I'm going to do everything I can to find out what's going on, but I can tell you right now that there's a bunch of reporters who have much better connections than I do and do this for a living. You know, the Pentagon reporters who are also trying to do this. I think it's interesting that this follows just by a little less than a week, the proclamation that you cannot report anything without permission. Kurt, thanks.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education,
not religious indoctrination.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New comment from President Trump on the prospects for a Gaza deal.
I think we're close to getting some kind of a deal done. Yeah, we want to get the hostages back. I have to get the hostages back.
And with Turkey's president sitting right next to him, Trump said he'd remove sanctions on the country's defense sector if he took steps.
I'd like to have him stop buying any oil from Russia while Russia continues his rampage against Ukraine.
Amazon has reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which accused it of tricking people into signing up for Prime memberships and making it hard to cancel. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the government says economic growth in the second quarter of the year was stronger than first thought.
The reason behind it is consumer spending was revised up. And so that is good news for the economy.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 80 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.